Welcome to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore the stories, lessons, and frameworks that help entrepreneurs turn hustle into something bigger. I'm Greg, serial entrepreneur, professor, and founder coach, and each episode, I share personal insights and practical tools to help you on your entrepreneurial journey. Today's show is called Time Hacking, Building a Business in 5 to 10 Hours a Week. Now let's dive in. Most side hustlers fail because they try to work like full-time entrepreneurs. But the most successful part-time business builders follow what I call the 3-hour rule, and it changes everything about how you approach building wealth on the side. Here's something that might surprise you. We've been conditioned to believe that more hours equals more success. But research from Stanford reveals that productivity drops dramatically after just 3 hours of focused work. Even more telling, side hustlers who work 15 plus hours weekly have 40% higher failure rates than those working just 5 to 10 hours. Think about that for a moment. The entrepreneurs working less are actually winning more. The key isn't finding more time, it's surgical focus on revenue-generating activities only. The most successful side businesses are built in concentrated 2 to 3 hour weekly sprints, not marathon sessions that burn you out before you even get started. This leads us to what I call the revenue-first framework. When you only have a few precious hours, every minute must count. Start by identifying your one core skill that people will pay for immediately, not eventually, not after you perfect it, right now. Then spend 80% of your limited time on direct sales activities, not planning or perfecting. Use the minimum viable offer approach and start selling before you build anything fancy. Here's why constraints are actually your secret weapon. Severe time limits force better decision-making and eliminate busy work. They create urgency that drives faster customer validation and prevent over-engineering and perfectionism paralysis. Small, consistent actions compound faster than sporadic, intense efforts. Let me tell you about Sarah. She was a marketing manager who wanted to start consulting but only had Sunday mornings free. Instead of waiting for more time, she committed to exactly 3 hours every Sunday. Hour 1, reaching out to former colleagues. Hour 2, creating one piece of content. Hour 3, following up with prospects. No planning, no website building, no logo design, just direct revenue activities. Within 8 weeks, she had her first $2,000 client. 6 months later, she was earning $4,000 monthly. The constraint forced her to focus only on what mattered, talking to potential customers and demonstrating value. Here's your immediate action plan. Identify your 3-hour window this week. List every business activity you think you need to do, then ruthlessly eliminate everything except activities that put you directly in front of potential customers. Set a timer for your 3 hours and reach out to people who might buy from you. Your only goal is one real business conversation by the end of your session. Remember, every massive business empire started with someone saying yes to an imperfect offer. Your 3 hours aren't a limitation. They're your competitive advantage in a world of overthinking entrepreneurs. Thanks for tuning in to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If today's episode gave you value, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone building their own hustle. Until next time, keep building businesses bigger than you.